Dixmoor, people there still in without water. Seventh day, they've got a boil order, they can't shower, they don't have water to drink or cook with. The mayor there, Fitzgerald Roberts, is joining us. This is a huge concern. I can't believe it's we're getting into the seventh day now, sir, and I can only imagine how your poor residents are feeling. Thank you for calling in today.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm okay. You know, I'm better than you guys over there. I mean, what are the answers you're getting about when this water problem gets resolved, Mayor?
Well, it's getting worked on right now as we speak. They've been working on it for a while now, so it may be resolved by Monday. But tonight, we will have more pressure because they're working on a new technique that they are going to do called a jumper. And we'll be getting a jumper from Blue Island.
What has been communicated to me, and I just want to check with you, is that these are difficult problems to diagnose when this water situation in general, because the pipes are underground and the way you diagnose it is through the process of elimination. So Tribune did a big article. They got to go pipe by pipe to figure out what the problem is. Are they going pipe to pipe? Are you getting some sort of state resources or federal resources?
Yes, I'm getting resources from everyone, the county, the township, as well as the state. And I believe I'm getting federal, but if not, I'll be looking to get some federal resources. Please, we need help.
What are you hearing from your residents, Mayor?
The residents, I mean, some of them, it's nice about it, and some of them not. But at the same time, all of us is in this together. I live in Dixmoor, and I don't have much water. So, I mean, all of us is in this together.
When you say you don't have much water, is it like a trickle? Is that what some folks are experiencing?
Yes, a trickle to low pressure, from low pressure to a trickle to none.
And that's
areas
been,
have no water.
And that's been a week now, right, sir?
It's been right at a week, yes, since Saturday of last week.
Gee, it just seems like it's not something you'd expect to happen in America, not something to happen this long either. I saw that they were opening up a local high school and offering the opportunity for folks to go shower over there. I did hear some people interviewed who said that, well, come on, we don't want to be showering at a high school. I suppose that's all you've got. You'd take it, but that's certainly a Band-Aid situation. You hope things get fixed.
Yes, I do. The county have opened up some of the Forest Preserve where they have showers at, indoor showers also.
So are people taking advantage of that?
No one has called the village as of yet. We have people answering the phones. No one called the village for a shower yet. So I don't know what to say. All I can do is continue to help, and I got help coming in, so we're just waiting for the infrastructure to be fixed.
Well, hopefully you do get some relief tonight. I can only imagine our hearts go out there. Do you have the Red Cross helping out? Do you have some other folks who are trying to help people get through this?
Oh, yes, yes. It's very heartwarming that all the individuals and companies that coming out here. I have someone from DuPage County Water Reclamation. They engineers. They out here. Robinson Engineering. Again, Deborah Sims have sent her team out. Tony Pretwinkle, her team. Someone from the state's office has been out. State Rep Will Davis. Frank Zuccarelli. So we have a lot of, we getting a lot of help. But I can always use help. I'll never stop getting help. Wherever you can help, if you can help me, send me some water.
Well, where would people, if anybody is so inclined who's listening, maybe they have a company or have extra that they have bottled water, where would they go? How would they go about doing that, Mayor Roberts?
All they have to do is pull up to 170 West 145th Street in Dixmoor, Illinois, and they can drop it off. We got guys out here waiting to take it out of the car and put it in the car.
I so appreciate you joining us. I'm feeling for you, the people there in Dixmoor. I know this has got to be such a tough thing to go through, and I know they're getting very frustrated. I hope you get some relief, maybe this weekend. Maybe that's what'll happen. Please keep us posted, Mayor. I appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. Me and the board of trustees, as well as all the other workers, we appreciate everything you guys is doing for us and helping us get the word out. So if my residents can tell their neighbors and check on their neighbors, we have water here at the village of Dixmoor. If they need someone to bring it, feel free to give us a call.
Great to get the word out. Thank you, sir. Enjoy your weekend. I hope you have water soon. I hope there's some resolution.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.